We talk about air quality all the time, especially in the summer months. It's those kind of days, too, when you can really just go outside and you're walking around in thick. Well, what is air quality? How do we determine that? What is an ozone level? Joining us right now is Dr. Robert Hansen. He's an assistant professor of chemistry at Quinnipiac University to discuss all this. Hey, Dr. Hansen, it's Paul here on WICC. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, Doctor. Thank you. Boy, I guess this is the time of the year where when we walk outside and we literally just walk through thick, you know what I mean? This is the kind of stuff that you concentrate on. So break this down for us. When we hear one of our forecasters locally or nationally talk about a heat index and an ozone level and air quality, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So the air quality, you know, that goes in the forecast, like the one that was just in your commercial break, there are two main factors that, you know, have the most impact on your human health and all that. Those are particulates and ozone. So particulates, you know, remember, if you remember back to the wildfires a couple of years ago, you think about it as kind of like smoke or aerosols or anything like that. And there's also ozone. So just for the sake of avoiding confusion among your listeners, you know, there's the ozone layer. It's really up high that protects us from from all the ultraviolet radiation that comes from the sun. That's good. We want that. That keeps us safe. That's, if we didn't have that, we wouldn't be here talking right now. The other ozone that goes in that is ground level ozone, and that is hazardous to health. So I don't know if you've ever, you remember those ozone air purifiers? If you stand too close, so, you know, if you want an illustration of what ozone, the negative impacts inhaling ozone has, stand too close to one of those things. Not that I recommend doing that.
I was going to say, what would happen? What would happen if I did that?
Well, I've done that before. I don't, again, don't recommend it, but you know, you feel a little irritation in your lungs. So air quality, so it's not pleasant. Probably why they don't make those and market those as much anymore.
So where does Dr. Hansen? So where does that ground level or the bad ozone, if you will, where does that come from?
Well, it is. It's actually made in the atmosphere. From three ingredients. Sunlight is one ingredient. Another ingredient is, you know, what scientists call volatile organic compounds. You know, think about examples are, you know, gasoline, right? If you smell the gasoline, there's VOCs in there. Also, you know, going to pine forests, scented candles, there's VOCs. And then the third ingredient is what we call nitrogen oxides. Anytime you do anything at a high temperature in the air, there's nitrogen, oxygen in the air. High temperature brings those two together to make nitrogen oxide.
Okay. So just the heat then of spring and summer, just that heat then, Dr. Hansen, is kind of stirring that up and creating that hazardous ozone?
Exactly. And more specifically, it's the sunlight. So all that UV radiation that, you know, gives you sunburn, that is what starts the cycle that works with these three ingredients to make ground level ozone.
Okay, so then because it's I guess from what I understand here a byproduct of temperature, this is not a problem once we cool down. So in other words, winter, early spring, early fall, mid fall, this doesn't become a problem or not?
Yeah, it doesn't become a problem. In fact, you know, there is an ozone season. So Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, all they really monitors it from May through the end of September. Apart from that, you know, ozone's not really a problem. Even though the emissions and all that is still there, we don't have that sunlight and that heat to keep the cycle going.
And finally, Dr. Hansen, when we hear about, you know, and all our forecasters do it, you know, in the winter we have obviously, you know, a measure of how cold it feels, the wind chill, and then in the summer we have the heat index or the air quality index. So that measurement of the air quality index technically is what?
So it is a measurement kind of calculated from predicted concentrations of both particulates and ozone. So yeah. There's an AQI for particulates, okay. AQI for ozone. The heat index is something completely different. It is, you know, it's the temperature, it takes into account temperature and humidity. So AQI focuses on air pollution, heat index focuses on humidity and what we feel. So more humidity makes the temperature feel hotter to us. So that's why the heat index is so much higher than the actual air temperature, like past couple of days.
Interesting. And I guess obviously people with breathing conditions, lung conditions, obviously they should consult their physician on this, yeah, to make sure the best way to handle this. I would assume too with that ozone thing. I mean, you have people out mm-hmm. there with lung problems, and you don't. I'm guessing. I'm no doctor here. I don't think you need the additional irritation here.
No, and that's the recommendation that the experts give. If you don't have to be outside, especially during midday. So ozone, mm-hmm. the biggest concern with ozone and the highest concentrations are usually from like 10 a.m. to like 5, 6 p.m.
Okay.
So if you have health conditions, you know, stay indoors during that. Ozone's much lower indoors. And and if you really have problems, of course, consult your physician.
And you had mentioned too something, Dr. Hansen, just as we wrap up here, I did not realize this. Mm-hmm. You mentioned products like candles and things like that. See, I never known that. So I guess people should research that, some of the artificial stuff that may be causing this.
Yeah, it's not going to cause, that's not going to be enough to cause the air pollution. The big players are, you know, like gasoline,
okay,
you know, solvents and all that. So you can keep burning your candles. You can burn the candle on the back of your deck.
Oh, okay. Just don't
need to get the mosquitoes away.
Just don't do it inside. Gotcha. Dr. Robert Hansen, yep, Assistant Professor of Chemistry at Quinnipiac University. Hey, doctor, thank you. Good for the explanation. We appreciate it. Thanks, and be good.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Robert Hansen, Quinnipiac University. See, we try to learn you stuff here, especially with ozone. Remember those ozone purifiers? I'm glad he brought that up because I was like, wow, they don't make those anymore.